Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from my morning show, Tyler Russell, on KX93.5. KX93.5! Today is Art Walk Thursday. Plenty to do in Laguna Beach tonight. And also today, we're going to talk to David Leeser now. He's a botanical photographer, and that's an understatement. He's probably the best one in the world, and he's going to be exhibited at Wyland from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. tonight. He'll be there in person for Art Walk this evening, and I can safely tell you I've never been so excited about macro photography of exotic flowers. So good morning, David.
Good morning.
This really is cool. We've been talking off the air about what you do, and we're looking at one of your photos now. I'll describe it first in what I think it is, and then you describe it. So basically, David takes very close-up, in-focus photos of parts of a flower and then layers them all together to make a really beautiful, blown-up image that's in focus. And this is the first time, thanks to some very special technology, that anybody's been able to do that. Did I kind of get that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, even a few years ago, you couldn't get this level of detail in a flower, where now you can literally see a bee's eye view of the flower by layering together sometimes 100 photographs.
Right. So you'll just get right up down on the ground next to a tiny flower with your fixed, very small opening lens, very small aperture lens, right? And then take all these tiny in-focus photos.
That's right. And then robotically, the camera moves toward the flower, taking a photograph, another one, another one, another one, until I have 25 or 100 photographs that then get sandwiched together.
Okay. So talk about when you started doing this for the first time, the kind of accolades and invitations and awards you started getting, thinking, wow, I'm really onto something here.
Well, I started down in the Amazon. I was down there and I was looking at these small little flowers on the floor of the rainforest. And I decided to come back to Southern Cal and try to recreate that image in the studio, and I just couldn't do it. Everything was kind of out of focus because macro photography just hadn't kept up with my vision. So I started looking at all these different technologies from NASA and Nikon software packages, and I layered together all these different programs to develop this level of view, and it took off. I got Architectural Digest called me, the Huntington in LA, I had a one-man show. Everything happened within just a few months, really.
And your past before this was an IBM executive.
Right.
So you got led down the path of flower photography.
Yeah, the exact opposite of the high-tech world. I think everybody has a second view of life, right?
Sure. Are you more passionate about this? Are you having more fun now than you ever did being exec?
You know, I am, because it really is just a great escape. And what's really nice about these flowers is when people look at them, they're kind of mesmerized by them, and it makes them smile. And I just love that in the work.
But working at IBM must have kind of led you down the knowledgeable path of how you had to technologically put this together, because you got the technology from a public domain of NASA, and nobody had thought to layer everything together. So obviously you had a computer centered brain and able to do that.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. And at IBM, that's exactly what we do at IBM, is we layer together multiple packages to create a really good business result. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happened here.
Yeah, very, very cool. So again, David's at Wyland Gallery today. David Leeser, botanical photographer. You'll be there from 6 to 9.
Right.
And your work will be there all day. So we're looking at a flower out of Santa Barbara, but you also have some very rare and exotic bulbs that you grow yourself. Talk about those.
Well, some of these flowers have been lost to civilization for sometimes 100 years. We have at the Wyland Gallery photographs of flowers that came from the 1600s in Holland that had been handed down for generations. So you're going to see rare and exotic flowers, some the size of your thumbnail, blown up to enormously, up to 4 feet.
Right. And the eye can't really even see this. I mean, you can't get down and look at a flower this in depth.
No, and I'm extremely nearsighted, and if I take my contacts out, I can maybe come close, but it's really a bee's eye view.
Yeah, it's really what they can see. Very cool. Now, you actually have to know a little thing or two about flowers, or maybe you've had to learn about plants and flowers to do this, and you've actually grown these bulbs in your house. What are the challenges of just kind of being knowledgeable about this stuff?
Well, first of all, you have to scour all these rare plant catalogs. You have to look at them. And frankly, some of the most beautiful flowers don't photograph. They're kind of like people, right? Mm-hmm. Some of the ones you don't expect that would be beautiful end up being beautiful on film.
And what has surprised you in that realm? What can we see?
Some of the most mundane flowers, like even the freeway daisy. One of my originals is at the Huntington, and it's one of people's favorites. It's just a simple daisy. But when you look inside it, you see things that you didn't see when you were stepping on them when you walked across the street.
Cool. The Huntington Museum, that's where people can see a lot of your work. Is that exhibited all the time?
They have 11 pieces in the permanent collection, and they're in the Botanical Building right now.
Must feel pretty cool for you, you know, having kind of jumped into this. You did a couple books, you know, but then finally this really caught on for you. And, you know, how does it feel to be a world-renowned botanical photographer?
You know what? It's really nice. And back to the whole end game on this thing, is if it puts a smile on people's faces, I feel like I've done something good.
Well, to me, it's really it really takes you in, because like David's saying, you know, you can't look at a flower this way. No one's ever seen a microscopic flower like this blown up so immensely. You're just not used to looking at something like this. So it's mesmerizing.
That's right. And it is giving people a different appreciation for nature they may not have had before this.
Right. And on that note, let's talk about why you and Weiland are a good synergistic pairing. How did that come about, that partnership in the art gallery today?
Well, I think we both have that same viewpoint, is how do we elevate nature to a point where people have a better appreciation for it?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to do here.
Well, this is my first time talking to a world-leading botanical photographer. Is it your first time on a Laguna Beach radio station?
It is, and it's a great station.
Good, thank you. Now, do you live in town?
I live in North County, San Diego right now.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay, so you can almost pick us up as you drive up the coast. Okay, again, David Leeser is here with us. He will be at Weiland today exhibiting his really beautiful high-tech pieces of photography that he worked with NASA and Nikon to make, layering pieces of a flower together to make these really highly detailed images. The work will be there in a few minutes, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Weiland downtown, and David will be there from 6 to 9. Will you like sign pieces that people buy tonight or anything like that?
Yeah, and I think they have books and postcards and some giveaways there too.
Okay, very cool. Anything else to add, sir?
No, just, you know, again, come on down and take a look at some things you may never have seen before.
Yeah, I agree with that. David, thank you so much for your time, and we are KX 93.5.